Hello students. In the first two modules of permutations and combinations, we have studied the fundamental principle of counting and its application. We also have studied the factorial notation and the application of NPR formulae, arrangement of N objects out of R objects when repetitions are allowed, repetitions not allowed, and when N objects are given in which P objects are of one kind. For all these type of questions, we have learned the applications. And practice questions were also given in the first module and second module. And the textbook questions of exercise 7.1, 7.2, 7.3 are based on these two modules. So, in the third module, we will be learning about what are combinations, what is the relation between permutation and combination, application of combinations, and examples on permutations and combinations. So, we shall see one example. A team of two players is to be formed from three players, P, Q, R. In fact, there are only three possible ways. They are PQ, QR, PR. So, from the three players PQR, a team of two players is to be formed. The team can have two players PQ, QR and PR. So, these are the only three possible ways. Now, PQ and QP is considered as only one selection. QR and RQ is considered as one selection. PR and RP is also considered as one selection. Therefore, when the team of two players is to be formed from PQR, there are only three possible ways. There are only three possible ways. They are PQ, QR and PR. So, in the above example, the order of the selection is not taken into consideration. The order of the selection is not taken into consideration. That type of selections where the order of possibilities is not taken into consideration are combinations. So, the definition of combination is, it is the number of selections that can be made from a group of given objects without reference to the order of objects in that group. So, if R objects are to be chosen out of N objects, the order of arrangement can be done by the formula NCR. NCR, where N and R are natural numbers, R is a number between 0 and N. So, NCR is equals to N factorial divided by R factorial into N minus R factorial. We shall learn about the relation between permutation and combination. NPR is N factorial divided by N minus R factorial, and NCR is equals to N factorial divided by R factorial into N minus R factorial. So, the relation between NPR and NCR can be obtained from this, that NPR is equals to R factorial into NCR. NPR is equals to R factorial into NCR. Here R is a number between 0 and N. So, the relation between NPR and NCR is NPR is equals to R factorial into NCR. So, the properties of NCR. NCR is equals to NCN minus R. And the property 1 is NCR is equals to NCN minus R. Property 2 is NCN is equals to NC0. NCN is equals to NC0, that is equals to 1. Property 3 is if NCX is equals to NCY, then X plus Y is equals to N. Property 4, NCR plus NCR minus 1 equals to N plus 1 CR. So, So these are the four main properties of NCR formula. NCR is equals to NCN minus R. NCN is equals to NC0 is equals to 1. If NCX is equals to NCY implies X is equals to Y or X plus Y equal to N. And property 4 is NCR plus NCR minus 1 is N plus 1 CR. Let us see to the examples based on these four properties. So the first one is NC9 equal to NC8. Find out NC17. As we know that NCX is equals to NCY implies X is equals to Y or X plus Y is equals to N. So here NC9 is equals to NC8. So N is equals to X plus Y, 9 plus 8, that is 17. N is equals to 17. Therefore, 17C17 will be equals to 1. NC17 is 17C17. 17C17 is equals to 1 is the answer for this one. Now, moving to the second one, 5C3 plus 5C2. This is in the form of NCR plus NCR minus 1. That is equals to N plus 1 CR. 5 plus 1 is 6. 6C3. 6C3 is 6 factorial by 3 factorial, that is equals to 20. So students, we have seen the applications of the NCR formulae in the first two questions. And let us try to solve another question. Here we are given that 21 points are drawn on a circle, and from these 21 points we have to draw the chords. So what will be the number of chords that can be drawn from these 21 points? So the number of chords which can be drawn from the 21 points is 21C2. 21C2 is equals to 21 into 20 by 2, that is 210. So the number of chords that can be drawn from 21 points is 21C2, which is equals to 21 into 20 by 2, that is 210. So this NCR is helpful in finding the coefficients of binomials. For finding the coefficients of binomial, NCR is helpful. So the Pascal's triangle is one of the applications of this NCR. Moving to the fourth one, NPR is 840, NCR is 35, obtain R. So NPR is equals to R factorial into NCR, 840 is equals to R factorial into 35, R factorial is 840 by 35, R factorial is 24, so R is equals to 4 from this. Now seeing to the fifth one, find the number of triangles that are formed by choosing the vertices from a set of 12 points, 7 of which lie on the same line. So we are given that there are 12 points. From these 12 points, triangles are to be drawn, out of which 7 of them are on the same straight line. So the number of triangles which can be drawn are 21C3 minus 7C3. 21C3 minus 7C3 is 220 minus 35, that is equals to 185. Sixth question is, find the number of parallelograms that can be formed from a set of four parallel lines intersecting another set of three parallel lines. So four parallel lines are intersected by three parallel lines. The number of parallelograms which can be drawn are 4C2 into 3C2. 4C2 into 3C2 will be the number of parallelograms, that is equals to 18. The seventh one is, a bag contains 5 black, 6 red balls. Determine the number of ways in which 2 black and 3 red balls can be selected. So out of the 5 black color balls, 2 balls are to be selected. This can be done in 5C2 ways. Same way, 6 red balls are there, out of which 3 red balls are to be chosen. That can be done in 6C3 ways. So 5C2 into 6C3, that is equals to 200. These are the total possibilities. Question number 8. A committee of 7 has to be formed from 9 boys and 4 girls. In how many ways can this be done when the committee consists of exactly 3 girls, at least 3 girls, at most 3 girls? So the first part is, if exactly 3 girls are to be selected from 4 girls, it can be done in 4C3 ways. and 4 boys can be chosen from 9 boys, which can be done in 9C4 ways. Therefore, the required number of ways are 4C3 into 9C4, that is 104. So, when exactly three girls are to be chosen, the number of ways it can be done is 4C3 into 9C4, that is 504. Whereas the second one is, we have to select at least 3 girls. So, at least 3 girls, total number of members in the committee are 7. So, if 3 girls are selected, there can be 4 boys. If 4 girls are selected, then there can be 3 boys. So, in this way, if the committee is formed, the number of selections are 4C3 into 9C4 plus 4C4 into 9C3. And the third part of this question is, at most 3 girls. So, when a committee of at most 3 girls, if it is to be formed, the committee consists of no girl and 7 boys, 1 girl, 6 boys, 2 girls, 5 boys, 3 girls and 4 boys. So, the total number of selections which can be made is 4C0 into 9C7 plus 4C1 into 9C6 plus 4C2 into 9C5 plus 4C3 into 9C4. How many words with or without meaning each of 2 vowels and 3 consonants can be formed from the letters of the word daughter? So, daughter has got 7 letters. In this, 8 letters. Out of these 8 letters, it consists of 3 vowels and 5 consonants. We have to select 2 vowels out of the 3 vowels and 3 consonants out of 5 consonants. So, the number of such selections are 3C2 into 5C3, that is 3 into 10, 30. After we have selected these vowels and consonants, the word has to be formed with these 5 letters. That can be done in 5 factorial ways. So, the total number of words which are possible are 5 factorial into 30, 120 into 30, that is 3600. So, students, the questions based on this NCR is given in the slide. So, practice these questions which are given in the slide. So, in this module, we have studied what are combinations. Combinations are selections that can be made from a group of given objects without taking the order of the arrangement, without taking the order of the objects into consideration. So, NCR is N factorial divided by R factorial into N minus R factorial, where R is between 0 and N. And also we have learned the properties of NCR. The properties of NCR is NCR is equals to NCN minus R, NCN equals to NC0 equal to 1, NCX equals to NCY. That implies x is equals to y, r x plus y equals to n, and ncr plus ncr minus 1 is n plus 1 cr. We have also solved the example questions based on these properties, and the relation between ncr and npr is npr is equals to r factorial into ncr. And the questions based on these properties are discussed. We have learned them. So, practice the questions which are given in the module, and the textbook questions, please do practice them. And for any doubts in this chapter, you can clarify from your concerned school teachers. Okay? So, thank you.